Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty, we've got Final Pitch live at Target Field this evening. I'm your host, Henry Lake. Jonathan Lowe is producing. I'm here at Target Field after the Twins fall in extra innings against the Detroit Tigers, 4-3. Your reaction, your opinions, your thoughts about tonight's ball game, 651-461-9226. That number again is 651-461-9226. You can call into the show. You can text into the show. For the next 30 minutes, me and Jonathan Lowe will be talking Twins baseball. And this, I think this game will fall into the category of a missed opportunity. Clearly, after having a 3-0 lead, you knew that it was going to be tough from the start because of Tarek Skubal, the reigning Cy Young Award winning pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. But the Tigers haven't been the greatest team here in the second half of the season. They have struggled at times, and specifically they've kind of settled off a little bit here the last week or so, because I think coming in over the course of their last 10 games, they were 5-5. But coming fresh out of the All-Star break, they were atrocious. And they were a team that you looked at and you're like, are they going to fall out of this thing? Well, the Twins could never get any traction, and coming out of the All-Star break, we struggled too, which set the ball rolling for this team to make all the trades that they made. So I get all of that. But coming into tonight, you felt like, okay, you're back home. You're coming off this nice victory against the Yankees last night, even though you lost the series. Can you start to build any type of momentum for being at Target Field? Nice start for the squad. They were not able to maintain it for the following innings after getting that 3-0 lead. And they fall in 11. But there are a few things that I want to talk about here in this opening segment before we get to any phone calls or any text. The starting pitcher for the Twins tonight, Bailey Ober, who's still trying to work his way back to being the Bailey Ober that we've grown to love over the course of the last almost two seasons now. I thought that his outing tonight was... it was solid. He's still trying to work out some things. It wasn't as good as his previous start. But tonight he went 5 1/3, gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs. He didn't walk anybody. Struck out 4. And he threw 89 pitches. So, by his standards, not a good start. Especially when he was given a lead. And then eventually gave that lead up. But at the end of the day, my expectations coming into this game for Bailey was for him to hopefully take a step forward. He didn't do that, but it wasn't one of those terrible outings. Okay, so I'm not gonna look and kind of really necessarily question Ober and what he did this evening. Okay, the one thing though that I have to question is how things shook out later in the game, specifically for the Twins in extra innings. Okay. So in the bottom of the 10th, okay, because you've got Roden on second base. And Edward Julian, who actually had one of his better games this season, both defensively and offensively, they pitch hit for him with Mickey Gasper. And you guys know how I feel about Gasper. Like, it's not a secret. The guy has struggled, okay? No question about it. And you put him in there because you want to sacrifice Bunt and get Roden over to third, which he did, okay? But I still, at that particular moment, I questioned getting Julian out of the lineup just based on the fact of the type of evening that he was having, number one. Number two, after he finally was able to get that sacrifice bunt down and Roden got to third, I don't understand why we're trying to do a squeeze with Martin in the next at bat. I just, that part I didn't understand. Like, runner is on third base. It's one out. We just need a fly ball to get the runner home. Now, I'm looking at that situation, and I'm still confused about the squeeze play with the one out and the runner at third base. How did you view that situation, J-Lo? Because, look, I get it, man. Our lineup at that particular point, it's not looking great. It's not like we've got some guys with great offensive production that are up at the plate at that point in time. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to roll the dice and see if Austin Martin could drive a ball or get a ball out into the outfield to go ahead and tie the game up. Or to actually not to tie the game up, to win the game.
They got too cute by a half. They got too cute. This is a situation where you can ask anyone on your team to drive a ball into the outfield.
Yep.
Deep enough to score a run. Get under the ball, drive it into the outfield, or get it to a point where you get a ground out, but you get it to deep enough to where the runner can come home. You know, get a liner off the bat. Don't try to dink and dunk your way around, especially once they know you're going to bunt. Once you've already done that the first time,
yep,
they're going to pull their guys in.
Yeah, I just didn't. I look at that, and I'm like this. Like, why not just trust Martin to go ahead and get, you know, a good piece of lumber on the ball there, and get one out of the infield. I just that part just kind of, because it wasn't even to me, it wasn't necessarily even a close play at home plate. Look, I know that we've had some success with that play, I think a couple of times this season, but I just thought that in that particular moment, J-Lo, we were doing a little bit too much. I would have rather us had a little bit more faith in Aston Martin having a better at bat.
Too cute by a half. Too cute by a half. That's the phrase that comes to mind.
Well, what about Casper in for Julian at that point? What did you think of that? Because I'm not trying to be like overly biased here and negative on Gasper, but I just have not been impressed with him.
Well, think about it. Not only adding to the fact that your hottest guy from the plate tonight, the guy that actually hit one out into the seats, the guy that got multiple hits, and I believe was the only Twin that got multiple hits, you take him out for a guy that and Atterbury brought this up during the broadcast. Last weekend against Kansas City, they tried to bunt Mickey Gasper and get a run home in extra innings then, and he fouled out. He struck out on a foul ball.
He almost did it again tonight.
And that's the thing. Wait, this thing basically blew up in your face less than a week ago, and then you tried it again. And it basically blew up in your face again. Okay, I shouldn't say that. He got the job done. He advanced the runner. He did his part.
Eventually, yes.
Eventually.
Yes.
But, again, What are we doing?
Yeah, I don't get it. I was baffled by that. 651-461-9226. If you're leaving the ballpark, or you're almost home, or if you're sitting at home and you listen to the game or watch the game, love to get your thoughts on that too. I mean, what were you guys thinking? What were you guys thinking? And also, let me throw this out there too before we head to our first break, because we have to discuss this, right? So Rocco got ejected there at the end of the game. It was his 18th, I think, overall ejection since he's been a manager of Major League Baseball. Now, Ryan Jeffers is at the plate. He struck out swinging. I guess the argument was that the ball was foul tipped and it hit the dirt before the catcher was able to get it, right, to keep it in the mitt. And the ump, John Bacon, wouldn't even look at the ball, right? He wouldn't ask anybody for help. He wouldn't look at the ball, whatever. And Jeffers is kind of befuddled by that. And then Rocco comes out. He's upset by it, whatever. He ends up getting tossed. Let me say this. Do I think that the ball was foul-tipped and hit the ground? No, it didn't look like that in the replay. But why was the ump so against looking at the ball? Like that part I don't understand. And look, I'm for Rocco getting tossed there because he's fighting for his guy. And Jeffers is kind of asking the question, like, just go ahead and take a look. I don't understand why Bacon just wouldn't do that. That didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I don't know. That kind of bothered me. It just seemed like, I don't know. That was kind of a weird one, too. It was kind of a weird night at the ballpark, to be honest with you, J-Lo. Like, between the way that the Rocco got ejected, I mean, I understand why he got ejected, but I don't understand why the ump wouldn't at least take a look at the ball or ask for help. And then the way that the squeeze stuff kind of happened in the 10th inning, it just kind of finished off a frustrating night for the Minnesota Twins. 651-461-9226. I think we're going to get a call here in just 1 second. As soon as he is on the line, let's take a phone call. Oh, let's break first. Okay, let's break first, and then we'll come back. We'll get to anybody that wants to chime in, whether via text or via phone call. Steve in St. Paul, I see you. You're hanging on. You'll be the first one out of the break. Twins fall in extras to the Detroit Tigers 4-3, and this is Final Pitch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins fall to the Tigers 4-3. Henry Lake here at Target Field for this segment and one more after this. Tarik Skubal was, he didn't pitch like the Cy Young Award winner from last year. He's been I don't say he's tapered off here in the second half of the season. He was dominant in the first half of the season, but I thought that the Twins did a pretty good job of getting to him early, but it didn't matter ultimately The further this game kind of went, we got that 3-0 lead, but then gave it all back and eventually fall to the Tigers in extras. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's check in with Steve in St. Paul. What's up, Steve?
Mr. Lake, good to talk to you. I'm calling. I have a slight disagreement with your assessment of Ober's performance tonight.
Okay.
I thought he did pretty well. Fact check me on this, but I think he was one out away from being perfect through four.
I didn't say it about outing.
No, but you didn't say you were like you were kind of like disappointed, took a step back.
Well, no. I said he didn't take a step forward, which I don't believe he did.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair. But I thought it was, I mean, I was at the game and I was ready to start thinking about, oh, is there a chance for something special to happen here tonight?
Yeah.
Did he get rocked at the end of that inning? Yes. But ultimately, he looked pretty good for the first, you know, 3 2/3 innings, I thought.
He did. I agree with your assessment. Yeah, I have no issue with your assessment. I think you're more spot on than maybe I was a little bit earlier. I think I probably maybe graded it a little bit worse than you just based on how it kind of unfolded there at the end. But yeah, all in all, I mean, he's still trying to come back from you know, missing so much time.
Yeah. And 3 earned runs in 5 innings isn't great, but it was a good start, and we'll see what he does next time out.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for the phone call, my man. I appreciate the phone call from Steve in St. Paul with regards to Bailey Ober. Yeah, I don't want to be too harsh on Bailey Ober. He didn't have a bad outing. I didn't think it was like a great outing, but I guess the only thing that I was trying to mention to start off the show was I was looking for him to take that step forward. He didn't take the step forward, but I mean his start was fine. It wasn't like he went out there and it was just a quick, you know, he got into trouble early. He was struggling, that it was a lot of very stressful pitches. No, it wasn't one of those outings. But Steven St. Paul is pretty spot on with his assessment with regards to Bailey Ober. You know, Scooble is he went 7, he gave up 6 hits. He settled down. He gave up the 3 earned runs. He walked a couple of batters, struck out 3 on 99 pitches. Are you a Scooble fan, J-Lo? I'm talking about not in terms of like a fan of being a Detroit Tigers fan, but I'm talking about just in terms of his talent.
I mean, I can recognize talent. I don't know if I'd call him a fan necessarily, or I'd call myself a fan of his, but I mean, he is the guy right now as far as starting pitching in the major leagues. He's the number one ace of all aces in the game, and that's why he's the defending Cy Young winner. And I know he hasn't had as great of a season, but he's still in the mix to get another Cy Young this year.
He's in the mix, but do you think that – so wait. It sounds like you think he's the best pitcher in the big leagues right now.
I think that's consensus. Yeah, I think that's consensus right now, and that's why getting 3 runs off of him so early was so important. And anytime you can get crooked numbers off of this guy, you take them and you try to run with them, and the Twins let it go.
Yeah, he's one hell of a pitcher, man. He really is. I'm not going to sit here and even attempt to knock the guy at all. That'd be ridiculous. It'd be ludicrous, whatever. He just hasn't looked the same in the second half, though. He hasn't looked – like, if you look at his – because I've been kind of following him the last maybe like 2.5 weeks. It just seems like his starts – something's – maybe he's just in a little bit of a funk. Maybe that's all that it is. But you're right. Like, he's – look, when you're talking about Cy Young Award winners or, you know, contenders to win the award, he's absolutely 100% in the mix.
And most pitchers will have a swoon during the season. You're not going to have – unless it's a dominant – you know, Pedro Martinez in, I believe it was 99, or Bob Gibson in 68, Greg Maddux in name the year, you know, Randy Johnson in like 95, 96, that time period. You're not going to have guys that have completely consistent dominance throughout a season.
Yeah, I'll say this. There's a texter from the 612 saying tonight the Twins were poorly coached. Look, the reality is that I'm a little bit befuddled by the 10th inning situation there. Your pitch inning for Julian with Gasper. Gasper has been on a struggle bus the entire time that he gets at bats. He was able to actually get down the sacrifice. Roden goes to third. And then you're trying to do the squeeze one out and you've got the runner on third, let Martin just hit. Just let him hit. Let him hit. How did you phrase it in the opening segment? They did what? They were too cute
by half.
Too cute by half. Yeah, I would agree with that because it just, to me, it didn't help their situation at all. All right, let's get to, because it's that time in the show, it's time to find out who cooked tonight. And the player that cooked tonight, and this is, it could be the first time that he's gotten essentially this award, if you want to call it that, the entire season, it'd be Edward Julian. Edward Julian hit his, third home run of the season tonight. He got the Twins on the board early. But the other thing, this was his third multi-hit game of the year. So Julian, and I know that Julian hasn't been up here the entire time, he has struggled this season. There's no doubt about it. But I guess the big reason why, beyond the home run and having a couple of hits tonight, that he was the player that cooked tonight, is I don't know if I've ever said this on Final Pitch. Maybe I'll never say it again. But defensively, Edward Julian, he made a couple of plays. This is one of them.
As the 1-2, a little nubber out in front of the plate, picked up by Funderburk, throws wildly to first. Eddie kept his foot on the base, and there's an out at first. Now, I would suspect Tigers might want to take a look at this. But for the time being, Edie Julian has turned in yet another dandy play at first base.
I mean, did that surprise you at all, J-Lo? We got Edward Julian out here making plays.
He was. I do remember last year he fared quite poorly in the field. So for him, and
last year,
the last couple of years. Well, I mean, yes. I remember last year because he was with the club more last year.
Yeah,
he's been down at St. Paul for a while, and only got called up after the trade deadline.
Yeah, and have you seen him defensively since he got back with the squad? It's been a struggle.
Okay. Now, another thing, they played him at first base. They didn't play him into the interior of the infield. They didn't play him at second. So maybe
he struggled at first.
Yeah.
He's been – where has he not struggled?
But maybe this is a glimmer of hope.
No, it's not. We've seen him at first. Stop. Stop. Don't even go there, bro.
I'm trying to give some sort of positivity. It's not a lot to go with.
Don't even go there. But Edward Julian, he is the guy tonight. He's the one that cooked tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. We will take a break. Final segment of Final Pitch. We will get to the highlights. And also, we will get to some post-game reaction. Twins fall to the Tigers in Game 1 of this series, 4-3. This is The Good Neighbor. All righty. Final segment of Final Pitch. Twins fall to the Tigers, 4-3 here at Target Field. They'll be back at it tomorrow evening. Programming note, I am in for Jason DeRusha tomorrow from 3 until 6. And Stevie T, he will kick it off for me tomorrow night with Final Pitch, but he'll do an abbreviated late show starting at 6 p.m. All right, let's get to the highlights. Edward Julian, who we said and we noted and gave him props, he cooked tonight. He got the Twins on the board early with this solo shot in the bottom of the third. Twins lead 1-0.
Oh, my.
Julian hits a high fly ball, deep right field and gone. Onto the plaza for Edie Julian. Boy, did he need that. Did the Twins need that. Left on left home run, and the Twins lead it 1-0.
Did you hear the excitement right there? Not just from Chris, but from Molly. That dude, that's awesome. I love that. Now, in the continuing in the third, because that's when the Twins were really, getting the better of one Skubal. Ryan Jeffers, he brings home Austin Martin with the ground out. The Twins at this point lead 2-0.
Not going, and the pitch is bounced towards shortstop. It'll be cut off by the third baseman. Only play is to first. They'll get Jeffers, but the run scores. And Ryan does his job, pushing Austin Martin home as Buxton goes to second. It's an RBI 5-3 ground out and a 2-0 Twins lead.
Let's go from 2-0 to 3-0. Luke Kuechel singles to extend the lead to 3-0.
The 1-1 swung on and lined into left center field. It's a base hit. Byron's going to score. Kishaw takes a turn. It's 3-0 Minnesota here in the third.
The play that still, in my opinion, I just didn't really understand it. I didn't get it with Austin Martin at the plate, was the squeeze play in the 10th. Bottom of the 10th, game is tied at 3 apiece. Roden gets cut down at the plate, and this is what it sounded like.
Can't strike out. Swung on, little roller towards third, contact play is on, they're coming home. The slide, the tag, out at home plate. I'm sure the Twins will take a look at it, and they will, but the throw certainly beat Roden. It was a hard head first slide. Twins will challenge it.
Minnesota is challenging the out call at home plate.
Here we go.
After review, the call on the field is confirmed. The runner is out. Minnesota loses their challenge.
Yeah, they didn't say call stands. They said confirmed. Twins eventually would lose it in the 11th inning. Post-game reaction, Bailey Ober, nice start to the night. Then he struggled a little bit there in the third. After the third, let's hear from Bailey.
Yeah, I just my energy was just zapped. Probably the yesterday getting in crazy late, but that's kind of what I'm most frustrated at, is that I just wasn't able to maintain how I was feeling the first three into the next three innings. So I felt like if I was able to just feel myself and have the same amount of stuff the first three innings, I felt like I could have pitched pretty deep into that ballgame.
Let's hear from Ryan Jeffers, just talking about the on Roden's effort and just kind of the new mentality.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think it goes to the epitome of what we've been trying to preach the culture around here of, like, hey, it's balls the wall until that final whistle blows. And I think that's kind of what you've seen from this group.
All right, we're not going to hear from Rocco tonight, but Austin Martin on just kind of like the current culture right now with regards to Twins baseball.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to kind of redefine the way that we go about our business and the way that, you know, we can win baseball games. Just trying to play, you know, good baseball all around in terms of just giving really good effort 24/7. But to Allen's point, I mean, he plays the game hard. He's always running it out, even on his ground balls to first base. He's always running them out. But I think that's just what we're trying to do now, is just trying to find different ways to win baseball games without the long ball.
All right, tomorrow night, they're back at it, 7:10 first pitch. Come on down to Target Field. Support the boys against the Detroit Tigers. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.